come by the blood of Jesus, confessing my sins, and I ask, Lord, for mercy, for grace, and the help of the Holy Spirit in sufficient measure as to go into your word today. I talk under the covering of my fathers that as a minister today, we have to minister as an oracle of God. As the word goes forth, let it cause our wills to become more humble, our minds further enlightened with revelation knowledge, and our emotions be controlled by the power of the fruit of the Spirit. Help me to speak as an oracle of God to redeem time, not send things that are necessary. As the word goes forth, let it break yokes in our life, cause needs to mend, cause us to be edified, bringing glory and praise to the name of Jesus and blessings unto us, the sons of men. Father, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor for all you do in our service today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Read from verses 5 to 7. This is where we spoke from last time. So let's do a brief recap before we go into what the Lord has for us today. Praise the Lord. So here, Paul was talking to spiritual son Timothy about the spiritual warfare that is involved in Christianity. Many Christians, out of ignorance or deliberately being ignorant, they don't believe that Christianity has an element of spiritual warfare, you know. So he began to tell his spiritual son Timothy, and by extension, us also. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 to 7, says, And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is not crowned except he strives lawfully. That tells you that it is possible to strive unlawfully. Praise the Lord. And it says that the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of what? The fruits. Praise the Lord. So what do we see here? And he told in verse 6, he says that in verse 7, he says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. So he told him that he should ponder upon these things. And even though it was doing natural things, Lord, you know, I spoke that I'm a farmer, farming, an athlete, you know, to illustrate spiritual truths to him. He said, look, I pray that God will give you understanding. Don't just see these are just natural examples I'm giving you, but there are deep spiritual truths that are hidden in these things. And we spoke extensively last time. We said that we strive lawfully by operating the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, praying daily with all kinds of prayer in the Spirit, and also walking in the Spirit, using the blood, the word, and the Spirit. That is how we strive lawfully. We strive lawfully by operating the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Says that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. That's what Bible, Romans chapter 15, verse 13. You see, we strive as Christians in the place of prayer. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. What does it say? Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, let us together, that you what? Strive together with me. That you what? Strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. So we can see here that we strive as Christians in the place of prayer. Intercession, that is where we strive. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the lot of the darkness of this world, and against wicked spirits in the heavenly places. So that is how we strive in the place of prayer. Praise the Lord. So, I also put it in verse 6 that we were talking last night. I said, the husbandman that laboreth shall be what? First partakers of the fruits. And we have been told, what we are expecting this day is the imminent manifestation of the glory of God. So the husbandman is not just the husbandman that's a laborer, that's just praying anyhow. We spoke extended about how we labor. We labor in the place of prayer to draw life. We labor in the word. And we also labor in prayer, like we just mentioned. And then we also labor in love. The Bible says God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. So the labor for life, labor in the word, and labor in the spirit. You want to pray in the spirit, is to end up working or perfecting the love of God. And it says that God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love. But is that labor of love, when you perfect the love of God, that now God now rewards what? With the Spirit without measure. Are you following me? So it's very important for us to know that. Praise the Lord. So it says that, Hebrews chapter 6:15, it says that, be ye not slothful, but fall out of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. It is not just good enough to be a laborer or to be a husbandman. But is the husbandman, he qualified that laborer, that shall be first partakers of the fruit. So that's it into two. Speaks about the perfect leadership and the fully submitted followership. So if you are following at your level, you also be first partaker of the borrowed anointing. Praise the Lord when it manifests. So let's go into what we have for them, trusting the Lord to have mercy upon us. Second Timothy chapter 2, we read from verses 8 to 14. Second Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. So Paul began to talk to Timothy. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer what? Trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, with what? Eternal glory. Let me pause there. He says he's enduring all things that the elect may obtain the salvation. Well, I guess he was talking to born again people. So which salvation is he talking about again? Because they are already born again. What is he talking to? Unbelievers. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. Verse 11. Say, it is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also what? Live with him. If we suffer, we shall also what? Reign with him. I don't want to forget. The suffering he mentioned, there is no suffering sickness or disease. It's suffering. I want to say that ahead of time so I don't forget. So we can get the right context which he's talking. Say, if we suffer, we shall also what? Reign with him. But if we deny him, he also will deny us. Verse 13, will not deny me, Jesus saying. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Verse 14, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Praise the Lord. So in verse 8, Paul begins to reaffirm to his son Timothy that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. You see, at that time, the church was being persecuted because they preached that Christ was raised from the dead. Serious persecution. Are you with me? Even before Christ died and was raised from the dead, we had a sect in Israel, the Sadducees. They never believed that there is going to be any resurrection. So by the time Christ died and was raised from the dead, you know the story, they said that they should lie and that they came and took his body. And you see, that is the reason why Paul was suffering, and he said he's in bonds and in chains, and they kept on locking him up. But he said the word of God is not bound. You see, Satan thought by locking up Paul and some of the other apostles in prison, he did the same thing for John the apostle. They put him in the Isle of Patmos, but the word of God was not bound. Why? Because the Bible says that the word of God kept on growing. And that's why you see John say, I wish I would come to you to speak to you face to face. Praise the Lord. So that is what Satan did. He raised up persecution and affliction against Paul because of the truth of the resurrection. And this truth of the resurrection is the heart of Christianity. The heart is what pumps. Once the heart stops working, then the person dies. So resurrection is the heart of Christianity. If we take away the resurrection, there is no Christianity. There is no religious leader that died and was raised from the dead. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. So it's very important. That's why Paul, when I was talking to Agrippa, King Agrippa, Acts chapter 26, verse 8, he was telling him after he spoke and spoke and spoke and spoke, he now said something. He said, why should it be? Let's look at that. Why should it be? Why should it be thought an incredible thing, a thing incredible with you, that God should raise the dead? Is it not God? If God can create a man like Adam, are you following me? Why would it be something difficult for him to raise Christ from the dead? So you see, that is what they faced at that time. Let's open to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 reads from verses 1 to 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand. Next verse. By which also you are saved. So it's not talking about getting born again here. If you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain, will not believe in vain in Jesus' name. Next verse. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Verse 4. And that he was what? Buried. And that he what? Rose again. Say rose again. The third day. According to what? The scriptures. Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass. Our faith is not because we are there, but our faith is in what the Bible says. The word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Praise the Lord. Verse 29, because of time. Read from verse 29 to 32. Now he said, these people in Corinthian church were having challenges. the people are preaching heresies that say Christ did not rise again from the dead. I said, else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why then are they baptized for the dead? Next verse. And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? This is the root cause of Paul's problem. Once you can attack the heart of Christianity, the resurrection of Christ, then the Christian is no more Christian, it's now a religion. Like every other religion that you have. God forbid. All those religious that are dead are still in their graves today. And let's say, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ our Lord. I die daily. Next verse. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage hath me to eat me? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Many Christians are living like this today. Not because of any other, they don't understand. They don't believe the heart of Christianity about resurrection. So their hope is based on material and financial prosperity, what they can get. Let us live and die. So let's get as much as we can get before the devil comes and takes us away. Next verse. Next verse. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt what? Good manners. That means somewhere along the line, they started hearing teachings that were not in line with the scriptures, and their manners or what they believed was what? Corrupted. That will not be a portion. Now, for us, is that the Satan is no more fighting that now, at least as far as we know. You know, it's not, you know, we celebrate Easter year in, year out. So it's not operating on that level. He has stepped up his act against the body of Christ. And what is he doing? Satan is raising up persecution and affliction against the Zion church that Christ cannot come in our flesh. We already believe that Christ was raised from the dead. But now he's changed his direction, his attack. It that make sure that they don't believe that Christ can come in their flesh. It's okay, let them just believe that they can be born again. Fifth, the Holy Spirit, let them die and go to heaven. He's attacking Christianity. He's attacking the purpose of Christianity. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verses 2 to 3. This is what John said. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Next verse. And every spirit that confesseth not, say that confesseth not, that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of what? Antichrist. Whereof you have heard that he should come. And even now, say now, is already in the world. Is in the church. Oh. Spirit of Babylon. They substitute purpose for material and financial gain. So that's what Satan is doing. Say, brethren, I repeat what I read in the Acts of Apostles. Brethren, why should it be taught a thing incredible with you that you can be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ? Like Paul to Agrippa. Or that Christ can come in your flesh. Why should it be something that you think it is not possible? The Bible says with God, all things, including you, be conformed to him, are possible. Why should you think it's something impossible for you to be like Jesus Christ? You know what you are saying when you do that? You are saying that it is possible for you to be like the enemy. If you say you cannot be like this, then what you are saying, you can be like the other side. God forbid. Why should we talk something incredible for us that we should be like Jesus Christ? You'll be rejoicing that yes, I know it is possible. Because the Bible says all things are possible to him that believe it. Folks, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that should repent. The Bible says the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. God is not a man that he should lie. Not the Son of Man that should. He is not going to repent or change his mind because of the tribulation and all that is going on in the world. He won't change his mind. He will not change his mind. As he said, and he will not make it good. Ephesians chapter 4. Let's just mention a few scriptures. For faith, what says in the matter of three things, let every word be established. Some of us, other that are watching for the first time, we are familiar by the grace of God with these things. But some people probably are still doubting in their minds. The fact that it has not happened does not mean it will not happen. In the time of Noah, Noah kept on preaching that it's going to rain. Yeah, and it had never rained before. But one day it rained. The Bible says that no virgin has ever conceived before. And the scripture says, Isaiah said, a virgin shall conceive. Isaiah lived and he died. He didn't occur in his lifetime. But suddenly, a virgin conceived. So you told you, why are you thinking it's an impossible thing for you to be like Jesus Christ? It's an insult. So if you want to become like him, who do you want to become like? Satan? God forbid. Ephesians chapter 4, read from verse 11. This is the purpose of every true fivefold leadership. Not predicting who's going to be president. Let's read together. We need all the time. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Next verse, please. This is the purpose why you have been called into ministry, man of God. Not to build cathedrals and churches everywhere. Nothing wrong in doing that, but this is the purpose. For the perfecting of what? The saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Next verse. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Next verse. If that does not occur, we will continually tossed to and fro. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craft, what by the lying wait to deceive. Next verse. But speaking the truth in love, that we may what? Grow up into him in some things, in all things, which is the head, even Christ. That is plain English. Doing the interpretation. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 25. 8:25. But if we hope, we have not seen it yet, have we? So but if we hope, I'm not waiting for that hope today. The hope of the glory of God. So, but if we hope, but that we see not, then do we what? With patience, wait for it. He that shall come will come. I will not tarry. The just shall live by faith. Next verse. Next verse, please. Likewise, this is why we pray with groaning. So, this is why the primary way we pray with travail. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with what? Groanings, which cannot be uttered. Next verse. And he that searcheth the heart, know what is the mind of his, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Next verse. Connect those verses. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. What is that purpose? From whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Brother, it is black and white, or white or blue. That he might be what? The firstborn among many brethren. So you know by somewhere there. Next verse. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified by the blood. And whom he justified, them he also glorified in time. So never say that perfection is not possible. If God said it, it will occur. If virgin shall conceive, she conceived. It's going to reign, and it rained. God is not a man to lie. Neither the Son of Man that should repent. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Many gifts, one calling. I wrote some scriptures. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. It says so. For it became of him, of whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, that he might make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. That is why he suffered. Many sons to glory, not some. He didn't suffer so that he can get a house. That's not the primary reason. You know why? Those that are not born again, they have houses, they have children, they have everything. But the reason why he suffered is that he might bring many sons to glory. Why has the body of Christ so missed this, for God's sake? He behoved him in bringing many sons to glory. And that is why he suffered. Not just for it to be healed, that is good. All those things are just a trap, is the icing on the cake. The real McCoy, the cake, is in bringing many sons, and many sons, to glory. So that same glory that Adam had, it will have it. Habit, it may not be seen immediately, but like Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, he was there all the time, but he didn't know. He just allowed to come out. People saw it. He was transfigured before them. Then he quickly covered it again. That's where we are going. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. If I cannot live by Christ, then it's better to die. Yes, we must come to that place. I'm not saying you will die. But if I cannot become like him, then there's no point living. Because I don't need to be like him to have everything that the world has. What shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? His soul is the issue. Saving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your souls. His soul is the issue here. His soul is the issue. Colossians chapter 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. As he is, so are we in the world. Colossians chapter 1, let's read that one for God's sake. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Have my power so. 1. Colossians chapter 1, please, because of time. Colossians 1, 26. Even the mystery. Mystery is a secret. It wasn't hidden from us, it was hidden from the devil. So he didn't understand. But said, are the prince of this world known? Will not have crucified the Lord of glory. He said, except, you see, that was the mystery that Satan did not understand. He said, except if you come up with fallen ground and die, you are better alone. That he didn't understand. But if you die, you bring forth much fruit. The Bible says, the husbandman waited patiently for the precious fruit of the earth. If it is not like him, it's not precious. He said, you have long patience for it. If the Father has long patience for it, why don't you have long patience for it, body of Christ? Until you receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye therefore patient unto the coming of the Lord. For the coming of the Lord right now. That's not in my notes. Even the mystery which was have been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Said to his saints, you have a right to that revelation. You have a right to that revelation. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Next verse. Listen. It says, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. There's a day of reckoning coming that every pastor, every member of the faithful ministry will give an account of what he has done in contributing to presenting God's people perfect in Christ Jesus. There's a day of reckoning coming. There is a day of reckoning coming. I know in my heart that God will say, there you stand there, and I will stand before my master one day. Each time I wake up in the morning to pray, I'm saying, Lord, please help me. The night is fast, 20 days at hand. I know I'm going to stand before him one day. I'll give an account. He will check not my motives, my methods, and my means. You can't beg, go. I can't say, I'm sorry, sir. That's why I'm preaching with such a passion in my heart. That's why I'm fasting. That's why I'm praying. That's why I'm trying to walk in him every day. Whom we preach, one in every man, and teach every man in all wisdom, that we present everyone perfectly Christ Jesus. Next verse. Whereunto I labor, that's why I'm laboring. That word again, striving according to his working, which he worketh in me mightily. That's why we don't handle God's word deceitfully. The end product of the word of God is to bring forth sons in his image. That is the end product. That's why Genesis chapter 1 starts with marriage. Adam and Eve. And he hangs up with Christ above the land. Paul begins to talk and say, I show you a great mystery, folks. He said that husband love your wife as Christ love the church. Say, wife submit to your husband as unto the Lord. That he may give himself for it. To sanctify and cleanse him by the worship of God by the word. That he may present himself a glorious church, not having spot, wrinkle, any sort of thing. What has he said? The present day church cannot be presented to him. No, we are not ready. Too many spots, too many wrinkles. But he's going to do something fast about you. Because a quick walk with God do and cut it short in righteousness, you'll be amazed what God will do. Get out the body of Christ. The bride. You'll be amazed what he's going to do. If you say that's what I want, I am not going to present anything less to him. Praise the Lord. Verse 10 began to speak of his satanic interference and attack that true servants of God endure for the less sake that they to me obtain total salvation. He was talking to Timothy. They therefore endure. Paul saying, look, Idi ati mo se nra, let me speak to you about that. Idi ati mo se nra ma wahala ti ya. It's so that mo fe sin de teru ti ni ban. Said the reason why I'm enjoying all the problem I'm going through, persecution, being flogged, is because I know I carry. Bible says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Said we have this treasure in earthen vessels, and the excellence of the power may be of God out of us. That's what will happen to every man of God. So when you see a man of God undergoing persecution and affliction, don't look at the lies about putting Paul in prison. The real reason was because of resurrection life. The same pressure that we are facing and that Paul faced now is the same problem we are facing today. Satan is attacking the true men of God so that the resurrection life of Christ might not be made manifest in our mortal flesh. The same thing, but he has failed. Initially, that was 30-fold. Now this one is 100-fold. That the life of Christ be made manifest in my mortal flesh. Let's read this scripture to explain what I've just said. Philippians in Amplified Bible. 3 verse 10. So we understand what our purpose is. We understand what our destiny is. For my determined purpose is that I might know him. I might progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. Perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person. More strongly and more clearly. He's a man that has rolled over for the New Testament too. And that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection. You see, he had moved up from telling people that Christ resurrected. He's not talking about that resurrection life being made manifest in the mortal flesh, which he exerts over believers. And that I may so share his sufferings as we continually transform. Say transformed. We have moved, like Mama said, into a season of transformation. But what will transform you is the life of God in your mortal flesh. That is it though. Which example, and that I may also share his sufferings as to be continually transformed in spirit into the likeness, even to his death, in the hope that if possible, I might attain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead, even while in this body. We are going to have the same question in this end time that the angels asked disciples, why seek you the living among the dead? Why seek you the living among the dead when the Son of God being manifest? Praise the Lord. So, let's continue. So, that is why Paul suffered. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10 in Amplified Bible. 2:10 in Amplified Bible. Let's see how he phrases it. Therefore, I'm ready to persevere and to stand my ground. Say, I will stand my ground. I will stand my ground with patience, meaning consistently using the blood, word, and spirit, perfect love of God. And to endure everything. Why? For the sake of the elect, God's chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation which is Christ Jesus with what? The reward of eternal glory. That is the reward. So Paul said, you know, I'm enjoying everything I'm going through. It's not because I cannot die and go to heaven. He said, I'm a strait betwixt two, whether to depart or to stay. He said, I will stay for the furtherance of the gospel. He could not leave them. That's why I laugh when I see people say that people should leave Nigeria. I laugh. It's because you didn't give back to Nigeria. That's why you can say you should leave. You remember those two children that were born by those who harlots, a type of a church? One slept on his child, the other did not. So when they woke up, they said, you want to know his sweet children. That's why they want to run away from this nation. As if it's not the same devil you are going to meet there. As the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, that it's only Nigeria that all these things will happen, all those things at the same time. Is it only Nigeria? As a man, yes, sir. As a man flee from a lion, a bear met him. And he went to his house and put his hand on the wall. And a serpent bit him. That same Satan nature, that the sin nature, that you don't deal with, is going to rise up. I don't care where you run to. So Solomon said, okay, let's divide the baby. So the one that did not have the baby, let us split the nation into two. Oh, God. A child is a nation. Shall a nation be born at once? Yes. As soon as Ryan David, she brought forth. Then Solomon in his wisdom. We are entering into a reign of Solomon. It's a time of rest and a time of peace. Where every man will sit under his vineyard. I'm telling you. We are moving to the time of David. This time of Solomon. In the time of Solomon,
There was long war between the house of David and the house of Saul. But one day, Saul is going to fall in battle. Not with David's hand. But the day he falls, under all those under Saul will move on to David. And David will hand over the kingdom to Solomon. So we are moving from Saul to David, from David back on the head of Solomon. He shall be a man of peace. He will build the temple that God will glorify. That's why when they were building the temple, there was no stone, no noise. There was no noise. There was no noise. Say, a son will be born unto thee. I will call the man of peace. He sent the prophet Gad to him, Nathan. Said, his son shall be called Jedidiah. The beloved of the Lord. The bride of Christ. That's what you see in the Songs of Solomon. My beloved. Say, I'm black and comely. Wake up, guys. Praise the Lord. So what salvation? This speaks of the total salvation of peace from our body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Say, and I pray that the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Your spirit, soul, body, be one, be preserved, blameless unto. Not when it comes, so it's unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse. Because you doubt, you know what he said? He said, faithfully see that I have called you. Who was going to do it? Now people will doubt, how can I be preserved, blameless, spirit, soul, and body? He said, you see that I called you. He will do it. Not by might, not by power, but the spirit of the living God. All those mountains of infirmity you see, they will fall at the shout of grace. Grace. Praise the Lord. So Corinthians 1 verse 24. Corinthians 1 24. Help me, Holy Spirit. Paul was talking. He said, now, who now rejoice in my sufferings? For you. And fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh. For what? His body's sake, which is the church. Every true leader. That's what covering does. When you are under this roof and it's raining outside, you don't feel the heat or the sun. The covering feels it. It takes it for you. A covering does. So you can sit down in an atmosphere and hear the word of God. But I say, covering over this building. Your body is the building of the Holy Spirit. Covering over it is the leadership. When the rains come, they shield you. When the sun shines, they take it for you. But folks, only for a time. You are going to be transplanted one day outside. Make sure you have a wedding garment too. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Philippians chapter 1 verse 12 in Amplified Bible. 1:12. Philippians 1:12 in Amplified Bible. Talking about Paul. Philippians 1:12. Say, now, I want you to know and continue to rest assured, brethren, that what has happened to me, this imprisonment, has actually only served to advance and to give a renewed impetus to the spreading of the good news, the gospel. When persecution comes and affliction comes, the difference between a father and a son is this. John Mark will run away, Paul will stay after they beat him. I'm staying. We don't quit. Fathers don't quit in the battle. They fight till they die. Their motto is, if I perish, I perish. And they don't perish. John did not perish. Philippians chapter 1 verse 20 in KJV. 120. What does it say? According to my next expectation, and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. But that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body. Whether it be by life or by death. Next verse. This is a father talking. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. He wasn't afraid of dying. But was staying so that those undying can grow. Because that will determine his reward at the end of the day. So you are my crown. You are my joy. There's a day of reckoning coming with man of God. There's a day of reckoning coming. I don't care whether you have 1,000 or 1,000,000 people. If you don't look like Christ, you are in big trouble. Say, that which bringeth forth thorns and briars is nigh unto cursing. Say, that which receiveth rain and bringeth food desired, the fruit of the precious for that is what is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Next verse. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I would not. Next verse. For I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Next verse. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Next verse. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you, all for the furtherance and the joy of faith. That is the assurance that those that follow purpose cannot die. He will preserve them like he did Paul. Only they say, I've finished my course. I've fought a good fight. Praise the Lord. Let's look at verse 11 now. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. This speaks about, because of science. He said, therefore, he says, it is a faithful saying. He says, it is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. I'll read scripture because of time. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Let's read it. Romans 6, 4. You see, he's not talking about water baptism here. Even though there's an application. They take you into the water. Should have died with Christ and they raise you up. So he said, therefore, we are buried with him, what? By passing him into death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead. By the glory of the Father and the Spirit. Even so, we also should walk. Say, walk in newness of life. This speaks of taking our cross daily. The place where we crucify the sin nature in the flesh with all its affections and loss in order to live. Paul said, I die daily. Luke 9, 12 to 23. Luke 9, 23. You must learn to die daily. What does it say? And he said to all, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself, his lower life, and take up his cross occasionally, daily, and follow me. That word follow has been taught imitate. These scriptures tell us that we are to, as a daily habit, crucify the sin nature and its loss in our souls and bodies by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is only by doing this that we'll experience ultimately and permanently inherit the transformation. Say the transformation life that is available to us in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 11. I think we've read it. The victorious transcendent life of the Lord Jesus Christ is what we lose when we don't die to self daily. Luke chapter 9, verse 24. If you don't crucify yourself daily, look at what you are going to miss. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Many Christians are losing their lives today. Verse 12. Began to talk about suffering to reign. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. We have talked about, he said, if you die with him, you shall also live with him. That's what we see. I don't have time to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. He said that death worketh in us and life in you. He said, I life for Christ but remain manifest in our mortal. That is our destiny. That is our purpose. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all the life also, say the life also, of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Say, for we which live are always delivered unto death. For Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus Christ might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Now, because of time, Romans chapter 6, verse 12 in the Amplified Bible. 6:12 in the Amplified Bible. You know, in verse 12 in 1 Timothy, it says that if we suffer with him, say, if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. Not suffering, like I said, not suffering of sickness or disease. It is suffering of self-denial, daily self-denial. When you deny the loss of flesh, loss of pride of life. That is how you reign. So, suffering self-denial to reign as kings in life. Romans 6, verse 12 in the Amplified Bible. That's right. Let not sin. Say, let not sin. Therefore, rule as king in your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies to make you yield to his cravings and be subject to its lusts and evil passions. Romans chapter 5, verse 17, the Amplified Bible. So when you reign, whoever reigns, the nature that reigns in your soul and body is what determines what is reigning over you, either Christ or God, or either Christ or the devil. Satan reigns his people through the nature, his nature of putting their souls and body. And God reigns through the life of God. What does this say? For if because of one man's trespass, lapse and offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely, with those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life to the one, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, anointed one. Say, God wants us to reign in life, in this life. Not when we get to heaven. Bible says, he has made us. He's not going to make us kings and priests unto our God. Where are the kings for God's sake? I was where the kings for God's sake. The Bible says that when there was no king in Israel, every man did what was right in his own eyes. That is his mind. Whether it comes to your carnal mind, they will do it. Papa preached the message the other day. He said, prepare the way for the kings of the east. Thank you very much. They are coming, oh. They are coming. They are on the way. I'm telling you, they are on the way. Where the kings, what is there is what? Power. Elijah told them, when they came to arrest him, abductors came to come and take him. Gehazi, who was a servant. We are supposed to go from servants to princes to kings. Gehazi was still a servant under Elisha. He said, Master, how shall we do? He said, don't worry. He smote them with blindness. You are not a king, but you are perfect the love of God, though, because that's why the power cannot be given to you. He didn't kill them. He took them from Zambeza forest, chartered a vehicle for them, and took them to Abuja, and said, give them food, give them food. Bible said, from that day, they didn't come to the south again. You overcome evil with good. So we're supposed to go from servants to princes to kings. Romans 6:16. Hurry up. 6:16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey is servants. Ye are to whom you obey. Whether of say sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. I don't care whether I've been the church or been a pastor over redemption for 100,000 years, if that is possible. You keep yielding habitually to the same nature, then you are still a servant. You see, you can be a son in the house, and yet a servant will have part of the inheritance ahead of you. It's not natural. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 2. He says that a wise servant, say a wise servant, a wise virgin, will have rule over what? A son that causes shame. And we have part of the inheritance that is borrowed and not spirit by measure with the brethren. It's not physical, it's spiritual. Let's look at princes. We know that I won't turn there again. Chapter 32, verse 28. When we're talking about Jacob, he said, as a prince that has prevailed with God and with men, that has power with God and men. Let's look at the issue of kings. John chapter 18, verse 37. John 18, as Jesus Christ was talking, which is the same destiny we are joined here with him. What did Master say before? He said, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? Say, talk to your neighbor, art thou a king? Answer like Jesus Christ answered. And Jesus answered. Prophet Lock, but they answered. Thou said that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth, he heard my voice. So if you are not a king, you cannot fully bear witness to the truth. Kings that bear witness to the truth. Yet have I set my king upon all of them. Rule in the midst of your enemies. How do we do this? By converting the life of God to the power of God when we pray and speak God's word. It is the power that we release from our hearts through our mouths that enables us to reign as kings in this life. Thus causing all things to become subject to the will of God for our lives. So that in all things, God by his power works for our good. Haggai chapter 2 verse 23. One has been praying recently. For the royal apparel of Esther and the signet ring of authority. Haven't you been binding before? And nothing seems to happen. But we have come to a day. He will not only give us the father, the signet ring, he will make them the signet ring. Say, in that day, said the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, said the Lord, and I will make thee a signet. I have chosen this, said the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. We're going to stop very soon. So he says, if we deny him, he will also deny us. Back to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. 12b. He says, if we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, because he cannot deny himself, as he cannot deny his purpose. Why do or how do we deny him? People deny Christ two ways. One, say under pressure. It's under severe persecution and affliction out of fear. That's what happened to Peter. He said, Peter, watch and pray so you don't fall into temptation. He said, no, I cannot deny you. Paraphrasing. He said, okay. 1 hour, it was still okay. 2 hour, it was still okay. 3 hour, he said, Peter, if you like, pray 1,000 faces now. It is set. That must be our portion in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Matthew 10, 27. What does it say? Matthew 10, 27. 10, 27. What I tell you in darkness, that speak in the light. And what you hear in the air, that preach ye upon the housetops. Next verse. Why I'm reading this verse, because Paul was talking to Timothy about why they put him into prison. Those that did not go to prison, they denied him. Hymenaeus and Philetus are jealous. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather, fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Next verse. And not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall fall on the ground without your father. Shall not fall to the ground without your father. Next verse. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Next verse. Fear ye not therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Next verse. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Next verse. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Next verse. Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Let's stop here. I don't want to continue. Everybody is sober. Bible says they love not their life unto death. Many of us are not there yet though. Many of us are not there yet though. If by adventure a car should pass this place now and you hear the car backfire, bah! You will see some people will already start migrating toward the door. But we will get there in Jesus' name. It's a matter of encouragement, not to make you feel bad. Peter denied Christ 3 times. Or Christ went for and said, go and tell Peter. So don't be discouraged. You may be a reed today. You are going to become a rock tomorrow. Before this old ball game is over, because the sons of God manifest. And people will say, they took knowledge of Peter and John, that they were unlearned men, but they saw that they have been with Jesus. We are going to be with Jesus in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So very important. What is the antidote? The antidote is to watch and pray always. As I was praying, God told me something. I'll just mention it. God told me, said, the process of denying Christ begins when we do not deny ourselves and take up our cross daily to follow him. You know when they are about to take you, they deny him. That process, that happened to Peter. When he was supposed to pray, he didn't pray. That's when he starts. So that's when denial starts. So when you don't deny yourself, you are going to deny him ultimately. It may not be I reject Christ. No, it may be little things. You are going. You know, maybe something happens, you give a bribe, you have denied him. Maybe something so little, you know, that you're not supposed to do, that cannot be heard of. That's what we're talking about. But God will forgive us. He has forgiven us. We are assigned to set the stage of what the blood of Christ is supposed to be like. We are showing the house to the house. So what are we saying? I said Peter was restored. In closing, let's read one last verse. Let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter. No, just a minute. I've mentioned why people die under fear. The second reason why people deny, Bible talks about what Titus chapter 1 verse 16. He said, but how be it by works they deny him? He said, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. Be abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. 2:11. Titus 2:11. This is what we have to deny. 2:11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. That's what we have to deny. Teaching us. Say teaching us. That's what I'm doing today by the grace of God. Not covering. That denying of godliness and worldliness, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Next verse. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, in closing, let's read that verse as we stand up to pray. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, Amplified Bible, as you stand up, I will pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Will not deny him in Jesus' name. Will not deny him in Jesus' name. Without falling, I'll say, just man falleth 7 times. God will pick him up. God picked up Peter, folks. Not only Peter gone. We didn't see him physically. Those ones are directly under Jesus Christ. They all ran away. But like the confession, you know what Jesus Christ did? That's why I love the Lord. It's a message of reconciliation. Even though we tell the truth, we have to tell the truth to ourselves. After he denied him, you know what they did again? As if that was not enough, they went to go and fish. And the master had to come back again. He said, children, because they were children. They were 3 years old in the Lord. He said, have you any meat? To tell them that what they have gone to Sokoto to go and look for is inside there. So by the time he came there, what they had done, there was already fish that was cooked for him. He didn't ask them for it too. Where are you getting from? That is love working. He didn't put them on condemnation. No. You know why? That is 3 years of ministry that have gone down the drain. Do you know what Satan planned to do? Do you know what Satan could have done? The same storm that rose up against them when they are going to the other side. He could have risen up, rather. And the book would have capsized. And 3 years of ministry would have gone into the drain. Stop fishing, no. That was Satan wanted to do. It was Satan that put into your mind. Say, let's go and fishing. They said, which will go to? What is Joseph looking for in the house of Ahab? But the master must have interceded and said, no! No storm today, Satan. God stepped inside it. Everything was calm. Why? He gave them another chance to fulfill purpose and destiny. How many chances has God given me in my life that I've missed it in His mercy and He brought me back? He says that He will leave, if one sheep be lost, He will go to the mountain and bring it back on His shoulder and leave the 99. That kind of heart which you have for people. He loves His creation. Everyone is destined to conform to the music. Matthew verse 14. It says, remind the people of these facts and solemnly charge them in the presence of the Lord. That's what solemnly charge us today. To avoid what? Petty controversy over what? Which does no good but upsets and undermines the faith of the hearers. Let's stand to our feet. It has never occurred before. When is it going to happen? Why can't you be like Mary? Why are you doubting like Zechariah? Be done to me! Is there anything wrong in becoming like Jesus Christ? Many want to become like a millionaire. They want to become like Bill Gates. Why don't you want to become like Jesus Christ? The person that created Bill Gates. We have to stop. Let's talk to the Lord. There's mercy available today. There's grace available. There's help available. The Bible says, like blind Bartimaeus, if the prayer you need to pray today, if you don't understand these things I've been talking about, like blind Bartimaeus says, Son of David, have mercy upon me. And the master said, what would I do for you? He said that I might receive my sight. You might have lost your spiritual sight or never even had before. You must have had it before you got born again. But He will restore that sight back to you. We are talking about that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the present company of God. So the eyes of understanding, your eyes will flood every light. That you may know better than you have ever known before what is the hope of His calling upon your life. The riches of the glory of His inheritance in you, as He said, I see the greatness of His resurrection power in Christ's word, we believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which is wrought in Christ Jesus. Don't ask for something silly, folks. Ask for a revelation of how to be conformed to the image of Christ. Then every day, as you deny yourself, press toward the mark for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Not as though I have attained by this one thing, I forget the things that are behind. I reach for those that before. Let's sing this old song. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
We all start with the decision. I'm not talking about getting born again. I'm talking about imitating the Lord Jesus Christ. How we live.
I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back.
Just a minute, we are going to sing this verse again and we are going to pray. The Bible says we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul, receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. That's our purpose. That's our destiny. That it may bring many sons unto glory. To demonstrate the principles and powers, the manifold wisdom of God. That is why we are here. We are not going anywhere. Until we become perfect, break the nations, disciple them. And like Pastor Ladu going to say in a few minutes, we'll take out in glory. I ain't going nowhere until I see Him face to face. Let's sing that song again.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided
just went out to heaven and put their hand. Lord, just spoke to me. Do you know why the tribulation of Nigeria is more than our fair share? Lord, just spoke to me. Because the fourth man is about to appear in the fire. Satan has stoned him 7 times. But Federal, Shadrach, and Abednego were right in the fire in Nigeria. And what happened? The same Nebuchadnezzar that said they should put them in the fire. He said, what was the Lord? I is not like the Son of Man. That affliction that we are going through is but for a moment. He worketh an exceeding great eternal weight of glory. The fourth man is about to appear in the fire in our nation, Nigeria. Rejoice, the Bible says, when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of a first work of patience, their patience have a perfect work, have a perfect entire, wanting nothing. That fire will burn off those that are binding you to sin nature. He said, I have come to send fire upon the earth. What of it has been killed? Has been killed already. But folks, we get into the fire. He cannot burn us. But our destiny is to reign with Christ in this lifetime. And say, Lord, have mercy on us. So we receive your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Please pray with a passion. This is our purpose. For this end, to this end, was I born. Lord, please have mercy on us as we pray now to receive your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your life and your power in sufficient measure as we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much. Your word that has come to me today, reminding me that true daily self-denial by taking up my cross daily, using the blood, the word, and the spirit to overcome and to flush out the sin nature in my soul and body. By your mercy and grace, under covering, I will go from servants to become princes, and ultimately, I'll become a spiritual queen, reigning in this life by the life of God. Let's not pray in tongues. That is your purpose. That is your destiny. That is my purpose. That is my destiny. Let's follow after to know the Lord. After 2 days, he will revive us. In this third day, he will raise us up. And we'll live in his sight. Then shall we know if you follow us to know the Lord. He's going for us as the morning. That's our purpose and our destiny. Those that refuse to follow, he will deny them. He said, Lord, Lord, I've not done many miracles in your name. He said, I've not done. He said, no. He said, depart from me, ye that walk in iniquity. I never knew you. But he will know us. We will follow on to know the Lord in this study. Pray, brethren. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.